Environment Matters, sponsored by Wuka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wuka.co.uk and join the revolution.
And a big welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Now, coming up later, how to enjoy the joy of growing your own flowers and veg without having the nightmare of a garden awash with plastic. But first, Trestle Art Space is a St Albans gem that's perhaps not as well known as it should be, perhaps because it's a little bit off the beaten track, being tucked away in a leafy location in the Highfield Estate. However, people of all ages and abilities love the courses that it runs, it's got a great little cafe, and it's making an effort to do a bit to reduce its impact on the environment, with some initiatives starting during the St Albans Sustainability Festival, which is coming up from 11th of May to the 1st of June. I spoke to Claire Winter from Trestle Art Space to find out more. Claire, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Tell
us what happens day to day at Trestle Art Space.
Well, we have all sorts of events going on at Trestle. The main things, I think, are that people hire a lovely community venue to do things like ballet and yoga. We have bounce here, Pilates, life drawing. We also have a cafe that's open 6 days a week during school term time. We run our own school of drama and some other workshops go on here. There's an awful lot to mention, and we do have a website that people can visit, and it shows you there on there everything that we do.
Excellent. So, like it says, it really is an art space down at Trestle, isn't it? Loads
Definitely.
Of lovely art things.
Yes.
Now, you've chosen to take a whole range of sustainability-themed actions at Trestle across the month, or the 3 weeks that is the Sustainability Festival.
Yes.
And you've called them your sustainability legacy. What is the ethos at Trestle? How is sustainability part of it?
Well, we try our best to be as sustainable as possible. We're quite a frugal company by nature. We don't have a lot of money. We are a charity and we're not funded. So we're always looking for ways to repurpose things and reuse things. And the Sustainable St Albans events that are happening really help us focus on that and rethink our projects that we're doing. So one thing that we started doing and that we're going to continue doing is offering 20 pence off a hot drink if people bring their own cups to be reused. So that's always a good offering. We've gone over to we have to use disposable cups, unfortunately, because in our main venue, because we have performers in there, we can't afford any breakages, so people cutting their feet. So we've gone over to recyclable cups and the lids that go with those. We do try and recycle all our coffee grinds. We've got quite a lot of grounds around Trestle, so we try and throw them out there.
Okay, and can people come and take some of those for their garden during the...
That's what we're doing during that the 3 weeks while the festival is on. We're hoping that people will come and take some of our coffee grounds off our hands and use them on their own gardens. I understand it's meant to be very good for the soil.
Yeah.
Other things that we're doing, we get left with quite a lot of lost property. We do hold on to it, but sometimes it just overwhelms us a little bit. So what we thought was that we would incorporate that into a clothes swap.
Okay.
So people can come to Trestle, see if there's any clothes that they like the look of, bring their own clothes and just swap them. There's no money involved with that.
Okay, so sort of like a swap where you swap clothes, but you've just got a rail there so we can
That's
just it. Do it on a sort of a nice informal basis there.
That's
sounds
right,
great.
Absolutely. We're also going to do that with books, which was something that came up at the recent networking event that we have for Sustainable St Albans. And we we're going to ask people to bring in any old bits of broken jewellery. It doesn't need to be expensive or anything. And buttons for a project that we're hoping to do later on in the year. And actually today someone dropped off a couple of watches that are not working, so we'll be using those later in the year on a project.
Well, it sounds like you've been doing some real brainstorming about the little things you can do just to make things a bit more sustainable at Trestle.
We're trying our best. Lovely. We are trying our best.
So tell us about your soup that you're going to be serving during the Sustainability Festival.
Oh, yes, our lovely chef Mary, she makes soup every week during term time, usually on a Wednesday, and it always sells out. So during the 3 weeks of the festival, we want to source vegetables locally. We're going to get in touch with Earthworks and see what they've got that's in season. And Mary will be creating some marvellous soup around the local produce.
Well, that sounds absolutely delicious. Now, you've said that you're using the Sustainability Festival as a chance to sort of, you know, just sort of repurpose, just sort of think about how you can be a bit more sustainable. Are you going to some of the initiatives that you've started? Are you going to sort of continue these on a permanent basis then?
Well, we will be, yes. As I say, the 20 pence off the soup, not the soup, beg your pardon, 20 pence off the hot drinks. That's something that really came from last year that we're continuing for people who bring their cups that are reusable. The soup, we do try and source local produce anyway, but this time in particular, we will be going to Earthworks, and if we can make a nice contact there, or if anybody else has got vegetables that they think we might be interested in that Mary could make soup from,
an opportunity for a local allotment grower, perhaps, if they've got something.
Well, that is something we did. Hugh Fernley Whittingstall, I understand, he had a website, and we did put some of our grounds on there to see if people would say, oh yeah, I'd like an allotment, or I don't know what the waiting list is like, and come and turn some of our grounds into a small cottage garden or something like that.
Oh, I see. You've actually got some grounds there you'd like people to...
Yeah, we have, that we think that might be nice if people want to come and just plant some vegetables or some herbs or something, and then, you know, in return maybe we could just have a few little bits.
Another little opportunity as well there for people, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Well, it sounds like you've got lots of things going on, not just your art stuff, but lots of nice sustainability ideas going on at Trestle. I look forward to hearing how they develop. Claire, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you very much.
And I was talking there to Claire Winter from Trestle Arts Base. Sounds like some great opportunities there. And remember, if your group or company or organisation hasn't registered an event for the Sustainability Festival, it's not too late to join in. OK, you won't be in the brochure, but visit the Sustainable St Albans website, drop them an email, and you can join in doing your bit for the environment as well. Now, a lot of us like to garden because, well, it takes us away from the 21st century and allows us to produce local organic food that doesn't come entombed in plastic from a supermarket. But gardening itself can involve a lot of plastic. I spoke to Chris Thorne, who's the retail manager of Aylett's Nurseries, to see if he had any solutions. Chris, thank you for joining me. So, should we start with plant pots? I mean, I think it's the gardening question that I get asked most often. Can our regular plastic plant pots be recycled?
Yes, indeed. We've done some work on this, and we can actually produce a paper trail of where these pots go. It's important that we know where they go when we do say we're recycling them. And we've got a firm now that takes the pots off us. They go for making coat hangers and low-grade plastic that they make benches out of, plastic benches for gardens.
So at Aylett's, you found somewhere where it will take our used plastic plant pots and you're able to recycle them. So can we bring our plastic plant pots down to Aylett's to be recycled?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, we take those from you. We've got a cardboard crusher, which we stop working every now and again and just have a run on the black plastic pots that we've got, and we can send them off in a nice bale. That's what makes the difference with aylets. We crush them, it suddenly becomes economic because they go away compacted.
Right, OK. So if I've got a little stack of plant pots that I've done with and I can't find a home for, when I take them down to aylets, where do I take them to be recycled?
If you just bring them into reception, we can take them off you.
Right, okay, so...
If the worst of the dirt's shaken off, and that's good, but it's not vital.
Right, okay, so as clean as we can do, and we give them in at the desk. Fantastic. Now, you've actually developed a plastic plant pot which we can just recycle in our regular St Albans recycling. Tell us about that.
Well, it became obvious that the most efficient way to recycle pots is actually via the curbside. The fact that somebody's got to bring them into aylets, it's great. We love to see the customers, and that result of bringing them in, we've got the customer over the door, fantastic. But wouldn't it be better for the environment if we could just put them out on the curbside? So we started looking at the pots. We had some issues in that some were too thin and they let light through, and so many plants like poinsettias don't like light on the roots. So we had to find a pot that was thick enough to do the job, and also something that St Albans Council would approve of. So we found a blue pot, and this the council machinery can see. It can't see black pots, so it rejects it and sends it to landfill.
Yeah.
With our lovely blue pots, they can actually see them, and we've had them approved by the council that they can take them.
So the black pots, the trouble with them is just the same as these black plastic food trays. It's not that it's impossible to recycle them, it's the machinery. So your blue pots can be seen by the machinery,
yes.
So can just be recycled.
Yes, it's just unfortunate. The black pots have to go abroad onto the continent where they have got the machinery to see black, and then they get recycled and then they come back over to this country as coat hangers.
Right, okay. Okay, so that's fun. That would definitely make things a lot easier, like you say. And you've got your blue pots there available for sale at aylets then.
We have. And in the trade, we're going to start seeing now a taupe coloured pot. And they'll be using that, and you'll see more and more of those coming onto the onto the garden centre benches.
Well, that's great to see the horticulture industry really taking on recycling and trying to get over the issues there. So do you sell any plants that don't come in plastic pots? Because often the reason why we've got so many plant pots is because we've bought plants and they've come in the plastic pots.
Yeah, there is a trend now. We've got a new pot. We've just started some house plants in a cardboard. But the trouble is, of course, longevity of the pot. The thing about plastic is it lasts, as we know, forever. And you can keep a pot in that, plant in the pot quite happily for many months. But what they're working on, and we're trialling now, we've got some anthuriums at the moment in the houseplant department, and they've come in this cardboard pot, and it's lined with the wax, and this is moisture repellent, of course, and gives the cardboard some longevity.
Right.
We haven't had them long, and they're selling too fast to find out how long they're going to last in their pots.
Right.
But it's a start. It's a start. We're making inroads.
It's obviously not a bar to selling them. If they're selling quickly, that's good. And again, great to see looking for solutions for this sort of thing. So how about if we still want to grow our seedlings and cuttings in pots, but we don't want to use plastic? Do you have some alternatives to your standard plastic pots?
Oh, yes, indeed. We've got the good old terracotta. I mean, that's been around many years.
Oh, yes.
It's very good for growing plants in because it's slightly porous. And in hot weather particularly, it's better than a black plastic pot, which is going to absorb all the sunlight and get very hot. So we've got those. But, of course, there's an issue of sustainability on that clay because you've dug it out of the ground.
Yeah.
So just on the market now, we've got some bamboo fibre containers, the seed trays and pots and saucers. And this has got a life of estimated at 5 years. So that's probably better than plastic because even plastic eventually degrades under sunlight and cracks up. So we're looking forward to these bamboo pots coming on
stream. So the bamboo ones, they'll eventually degrade to give harmless products, will they?
They will, yes. Eventually it will degrade back into plant material, so it will degrade.
Okay.
Back into the compost heap if you want.
So thinking about other things now, how about plant labels? Do you have non-plastic alternatives for those?
Yes, we have wooden labels you'd describe as lolly sticks,
right.
That type of thing, they're available.
Right, and I was just thinking also, I've said that we often buy plants in plastic, but also things like bulbs, potatoes, they come in plastic bags. Have you got any suggestions there?
Well, we have our potatoes and our bulbs. Many of them come, we have them loose. They come in wooden crates and we put them in wicker skips. And then people can come and select their own crops from those skips and baskets. And we have then the paper bags to put them in.
Right.
So we love the idea that people can come and just choose their own potatoes, say. We're just going through that now. And it's just great that you can choose whatever size potato you want. You can have a smaller one, make it go further, or, you know, large ones and chop them up if you need to. But there really is a choice there. When we started off, 55 varieties of potatoes all laid out, people picking them over, putting them in the paper bags. Great sight. We love it.
That sounds lovely. And as you say, completely plastic-free. Done away with the plastic bags there. Some great tips there for helping us go plastic-free in the garden. Chris, thank you very much indeed.
That's a pleasure.
And I was talking there to Chris Thorne, retail manager at Aylett's Nurseries. And if you've not got a garden, or you aren't confident about growing things to grow, or you'd just rather do something a bit more sociable, then there's a whole load of events kicking off during the Sustainability Festival on the weekend, actually 11th to the 12th of May. Lots of things there. Allotment open days, where you can go and see if an allotment's for you. There's one at Cotton Mill and one at Sandridge Road. Or also Incredible Edible, the group that grow things on just little patches of ground around the city for everybody to enjoy. They've got some planting sessions where you can go and find out about them. And Food Smiles as well, where everybody goes to work on their veg plot and then takes home a lovely box of veg. So great opportunities. Do take a look in the Festival of Sustainability brochure for information there. Do follow me on Twitter, give me a like on Facebook. You can drop me a line at amanda@radioverulam.com. Remember, you can always listen to the podcast. Go to the Radio Verulam website, where you'll find podcasts, not just of this programme, but all sorts of great shows. I'll be back at the same time next week, when we'll be hearing all about your green bin. Until then, thank you for listening.
Environment Matters, sponsored by Wooka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wooka.co.uk and join the revolution.